ZZ Le Mans here. And in the game of life, I said that the most important thing you need in life is metal. And, well, that is true, actually, but it's tied with something else that you need, and that is confidence. So the two things you need most in life are metal and confidence. And they are tied for the number one thing you need in life. Okay. Now, I taught guitar for 10 years. That's right. I'm a pretty good guitar player. And sadly, only a small number of people, or students rather. Hold on, I got to do something. I'll be right back. I'm back. Sorry, there was a small emergency I had to deal with right away. Okay, where was I? Confidence. Yes, I taught guitar for 10 years. And sadly, very few students really got the hang of it. That's right. I would say maybe only 5 to 10% of the students who ever came to me for guitar lessons ever got the hang of it, ever got the hang of playing guitar. Does that mean I was a bad teacher? No, I was actually a very excellent teacher. Does that mean that the students lacked talent? No, it doesn't mean that students lacked talent. So what does it mean, ZZ Le Mans? It means that the students who failed at guitar lacked confidence. Okay. You need confidence to learn guitar. In fact, you need confidence for everything. If you are a person who lacks confidence, and many people do, not picking on you, but many, many, many people in this world lack confidence, then you're not going to do well at guitar. You're not going to do well in school. You might not do well at work. You know, confidence along with metal is the whole shebang. So there really should be courses and classes in school on confidence. You know, in college, there should be confidence 101, confidence 102, confidence 103, confidence 104. But there isn't. If you want to learn confidence, you have to be somebody like me, who's a very aggressive self-learner. I have been a very aggressive self-learner my entire life. For much of my life, when other people my age were partying, I was at the library checking out books. Why? Well, because I couldn't afford to buy them. You know, growing up, I couldn't afford to buy books. I didn't come from a rich family. I didn't even come from a middle-class family. I came from a dirt-poor family. But if you are an aggressive learner like me, that won't stop you. If you are an aggressive learner like myself, absolutely nothing will stop you. The only thing that stops you in life is yourself. Now, I'm surrounded. I'm in the car with ladies still. That's right. Still living in the car. That's how confident I am that my book's going to be a galactic bestseller. And my website's going to be hugely popular. But unfortunately, at the moment, I am surrounded by five people in cars blasting their stereo. So you may hear that. You may hear boom de boom de boom de babba de boom de boom de babba de. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing the boom de boom de. I'm hearing some house music or some shit. You know, none of these people are into classic rock. Good God, man. Music's gone to hell in the handbasket. Music's in the fucking toilet. But I digress. Let's get back on target here. What's this guy doing? Fuck. This guy just pulled up and now he's leaving. So what the fuck did you pull up for? I hate that. When somebody pulls up next to you and then they leave, maybe I scared them off. They saw my face and they said, shit, man, that guy's psycho. I better fucking get away from him. Damn straight. Okay, so I was saying something about something, to quote Lady Le Mans. Confidence. Yeah. So, you know, this is a backward, retarded planet, and you have Lucifer, Satan, and Caligastia to thank for that. Otherwise, if this was an intelligent planet, which it's not, you could take Confidence 101 in high school. Hell, you could take Confidence 101 in middle school. You could take Confidence 101 in college. You could buy books called Confidence 101. You can learn confidence. I did. I was sort of born a fairly confident guy, luckily, because I'm Scorpio. And I'm also a Pleiadian starseed, so that gives me some pretty powerful tools in my back pocket right out of the gate. But no, I did have to learn the more advanced levels of confidence. How do you do that? Well, the quick answer is any way you can. I'll tell you the way I did it. I did it a couple of different ways. I did it by challenging myself with things that were very frightening to me. And things that I wasn't sure I could do at all, but, you know, tried anyway. You know, the definition of courage is not lack of fear. The definition of courage is doing something even when you are afraid. That's a big one. Let me repeat that. Maybe in a different way I'll repeat it. You know, all the heroes of Earth and beyond, whether that's Alexander the Great or George Washington or I'm trying to think of different heroes here. Well, pick your own hero. Pick your own hero. And I can guarantee you it's not that they had no fear. It's that they never let fear stop them. I'm the same way. I'm ZZ Le Mans. I tend to think I can do anything. And that attitude has served me very well in life. In fact, I tend to think I can do the impossible with nothing. And I did that with my book, The Game of Life. Now, does that mean I don't have any fear? No, I do have fear. But like any hero, I don't let fear stop me. I acknowledge that I have the fear, and then I go and do it anyway. I first learned this in my first acting class, because that was one of the things, as I was mentioning, how did I develop confidence? Well, I had confidence one-on-one with people, but I noticed that I lacked confidence in group settings. And if I ever had to speak in front of a group, that was horrifying to me. I remember in my senior year in high school, I had to give an oral report to the entire class, and oh God, I was just petrified. I was petrified the whole time. I was giving the oral report. I don't think I did a very good job. I stuttered and stammered, even though I don't stutter and stammer in real life. But that's how fearful I was. That's how afraid I was. You know, and that's pretty common. They say that public speaking is a greater fear than death for most people. They say most people fear public speaking more than they fear death. Well, that was me back then. And the guy in front of me is just, he's just blasting his fucking stereo. Why do people in the parking lot think you want to hear their music? I have no fucking clue. I'm about ready to go over there and jack him up as soon as I finish this talk. Hold on, I'm going to have a little word with this guy. Hey, man, can you turn that down? Hey, can you turn that down? Motherfucker. He turned it down. But fucking A, man, that guy's like 30 feet away. You could hear how loud it was. People have no fucking class in this fucking world. See, he interrupted my fucking talk. I should jack him up anyway. Acting. So my biggest fear when I was, 18, 19, was public speaking. And I wanted to get over it in a big way. And there's an actor that I like. You don't need to know his name. It's not important. And I saw an interview with him, and he said that as a young man, he was pathologically shy, but he took an acting class, and it totally cured him. Okay, so I said, wow, that's a great idea. I had no plans to be an actor, no plans to take an acting class. This is the first I ever got the idea in my head to maybe take an acting class. But again, I wanted to get over this public speaking issue and group setting. I wasn't good in group settings. Like I said, I was good one-on-one, but if I was at a party, I used to go to parties because I had stoner friends who were always having parties. And I'd be at the party and there'd be cute girls there, but I'd be the guy off in the corner just sitting by himself, listening to the music. So I was pretty socially awkward. Yeah. But I know, hard to believe that motherfucking kick-ass ZZ Le Mans that you are familiar with was once socially awkward. I am living proof that you can be whatever you want to be. I went from socially awkward to kick-ass motherfucker. Now, I didn't do that in one day, and I didn't do that in one year. It did take a while. Took a couple years to pull that one off. But I did it. And I did it by taking my first acting class. And I was petrified. I don't mind admitting it. I was petrified my first acting class. But I challenged myself, which is how you get confidence. You get confidence by challenging yourself. And then following through. Because it doesn't do any good if you challenge yourself and then don't follow through. For example, if I had signed up for that first acting class and then got cold feet and dropped the class, well, that would have been the worst thing I could have possibly done. Luckily, I didn't do that. I enrolled in my first acting class and I completed the class. And that gave me enormous confidence in myself that, whoa, I got up in front of people and I performed a monologue, actually two or three monologues. And I performed a scene with another actress and I performed a scene with another actor. And holy shit, I just did some stuff I never thought I could do. But I challenged myself. And yes, what did I tell you before? The whole secret to all of this is don't worry about being afraid. Do it anyway. There's nobody that's not afraid. There's nobody. I don't care who says they're not afraid. If anybody tells you they're not afraid of something, they're blowing smoke up your ass. Okay? So when I performed those scenes and monologues in my first acting class, yeah, I was afraid, but I did it anyway. And then it got better. I took a bunch of acting classes. And then I was in plays. And I never lost a little bit of fear, because you want that. You want a little bit of fear that keeps you on your toes, that keeps you sharp and focused. A little bit of fear in life and a little bit of fear on stage will keep you sharp and focused. Okay? But no, it got a lot better, and it got to the point where I knew I could do it. I got so confident as an actor that I knew I could do it, but I still stayed sharp and focused and did not allow myself to become complacent or lackadaisical. Because that happens to some people, you know? They get too good at something and then they get complacent and lackadaisical. And then they lose the very thing that got them there in the first place, which was focus and concentration. Yeah, so you never want to lose those things, okay? So no matter how good you get at something, you still have to respect it, and you still have to respect the fear that might still be there to some degree, and that's a good thing. You know, I would not want to go on stage in a play and be 100% relaxed, because then my performance would probably be sloppy. You know, if you're too relaxed, your performance is going to be sloppy. That I think that's true of any art, like guitar or piano, acting, dance. If you're too relaxed, I mean, let me give you an exaggerated example. Let's say you smoke a joint before your performance, and now you're 500% relaxed. Well, how's that performance going to be? You know, you smoked a joint before your performance, whether that's acting or music or dance or whatever. And so now you're going on stage 500% relaxed. Well, guess what? That's too relaxed. 100% relaxed is too relaxed. I always say you want to be about 80% relaxed and 20% focused and zeroed in. So don't ever strive to get rid of your fears completely. Just get them down to maybe about 20% of the activity, counterbalanced by 80% of relaxation. That 80-20, I really believe in that. I'm not sure what other polymaths say about that ratio, but that's the ratio that has worked very well for me. Like this guy that I just yelled at, and you heard me yell at him, and he looks like a young guy. He's younger than I am. You know, we could have easily gone head-to-head right there. And if we did, would I be a little bit afraid that he could kick my ass? I would. I'd be a little bit afraid. I'd be about 20% worried that he could kick my ass, but more like 80% confident that I could kick his ass. So we would find out who's right. Luckily, it didn't come down to that. I don't like to get into fights, but I also don't back down from fights. And this guy was really pissing me off, because here I am trying to impart knowledge and wisdom to you, knowledge and wisdom that has taken me 50 years to acquire. And this motherfucker's blasting his stereo to the point where I can't even continue my talk. So yeah, you know, maybe this guy needs a lesson. Maybe I need to go out there and jack him up. So he figures out that, hey, you know, maybe I just can't blast my stereo in a parking lot like that. You know, maybe I'm going to be pissing people off. And maybe some of these people are more badass than I am. Okay, so, but yeah, if I went head to head with this guy, I would be a little bit afraid, but that would help me, because that would keep me on my toes. I'd have to really be focused, and I would have to really think about my moves and stuff, because I did study martial arts. I think I gave a talk on that. I'm a little out of practice these days because I've been living in the car with my cat. So yeah, I'm a little rusty, but I do know that some key moves that would probably, you know, put him on the ground and probably make him sorry for even, you know, trying to mess with me. But you know, what I always think about, and my teachers always taught me this, there's always that one guy that can kick your ass. And you never know when you're going to meet them. There's always that one guy that can kick your ass, and you never know when you're going to meet him. So you have to pick your battles in life. You have to know, is it worth going head to head and finding out whether I can kick his ass or he can kick my ass? Or like Bruce Lee had this philosophy. Now, Bruce Lee got in a lot, and I'm digressing, but I do that from time to time. No, I haven't had any alcohol today, which is amazing. Bruce Lee had this philosophy whereby he said that he always tried to avoid fights by letting the guy know that he could kick his ass. And I'm kind of that way too. That's why I yelled at the guy really loud and hard to let him know. I let him know that, dude, if you don't turn that fucking shit down, we're probably going to go at it. And I think he got the message just in my tone of voice. He's a young guy. He's about 24. He probably thinks he's a badass mofo, but I probably planted the seed in his mind. Yeah, you might be a badass mofo, but I might be a bigger badass mofo. And do you really want to find out? That's Bruce Lee philosophy right there. That's what Bruce Lee did. He let people know, dude, I'll go head to head with you if that's what you want. But do you really want that? Look at me, dude. And, you know, people would look at Bruce Lee and just, the guy was small. He was only, 5'7", I think, 5'8", 135 pounds. But pound for pound, the greatest martial artist that ever lived. Fuck that Quentin Tarantino for that scene in his movie. I forget the name of that piece of shit movie. Something in Hollywood where a stuntman kicked Bruce Lee's ass. No, that would never fucking happen. Never in a fucking million years would a stuntman ever, not in a million years, would anybody kick Bruce Lee's ass. Now, some people say that's a real scene or that was a real event. Bullshit. I did a little research and I couldn't find anything that said that was a real event. That's Quentin Tarantino just being Quentin Tarantino. And by the way, I'm not a fan of Quentin Tarantino movies. I'm not a fan of Quentin Tarantino. So if you know Quentin Tarantino, tell him, if I ever see Quentin Tarantino face to face, he better run, because I'm jacking him up. I'm ZZ Le Mans. Later.